Oh, we certainly love this weekend. NFL Championship Weekend, also Australian Open Finals Weekend. This is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, January 28th. Good morning, I'm Abe Madcore. The NFL's Championship Sunday, always a great day. It could be the final game that Troy Aikman calls for Fox as his contract with the network ends after Sunday's game. Aikman and his partner Joe Buck will be at SoFi Stadium for the 49ers-Rams NFC title game that kicks off 6:30 Eastern Time Sunday on Fox. Aikman told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram that he is weighing offers to return to Fox or go to Amazon Prime and do the new Thursday night package on that service, or he could do both. While he said he doesn't anticipate Sunday's game to be his final game on Fox, he acknowledged it could be. Troy Aikman reportedly makes about $7.5 million a year with Fox, and there has been constant buzz in the industry that he wants to make closer to Tony Romo money. Tony Romo makes an estimated $17 million per year at CBS. But Troy Aikman, he is a pro's pro, steady. And when you hear his voice, you know it's a big game. I will just admit, I've always been a fan. Certainly hope he remains on Fox with Joe Buck. I believe those two are a truly all-star caliber team. Let's stay with the NFL, but shift to some team news, because the Broncos have hired a new coach, Nathaniel Hackett, and now team president Joe Ellis said the franchise will turn its attention to what will be one of the biggest sports business stories of the year, the sale of the Denver Broncos. An announcement of the formal process of the sale could come as early as next week, according to our Ben Fisher. Now, it's not clear how quickly a team sale could be completed, but let's say a number of very wealthy suitors have been eyeing this franchise for months, and actually, for years. It has a great fan base. It's in a great part of the country. It has a storied history. There is a lot to like, but it's going to be a very high price tag, so that will limit the number of potential suitors. I would expect this team to sell for north of $3.5 billion, likely close to $4 billion. Most expect the NFL could approve a deal with a new owner by its May meetings, having a new owner in place before the summer. But the Broncos sale is certainly coming closer to reality. Let's stay with the NFL and stay with team news, because next week the Washington football team will be in the news quite frequently. We all know that Wednesday the team plans to announce its new name, coming after an 18-month process to select a new name and brand for the organization. Now the Washington Post is reporting the next day a congressional committee investigating the NFL's handling of allegations of sexual harassment at the Washington football team offices has invited former employees to tell their stories and answer questions about their working experience during a roundtable discussion. The roundtable will be called Examining the Washington Football Team's Toxic Workplace Culture. It'll be available to the public via streaming. The committee said the roundtable is a first step in its investigation, and so they are, of course, looking into the NFL's handling of the allegations. And so even as the Washington football team tries to move forward with a new name and a new brand, the organization's past will certainly remain in the news if this congressional committee roundtable does take place on Thursday. As we all know, Formula One is already in the United States. They've been racing in Austin for years. It's adding a second race this year in Miami, and now the series is hoping to run a race in Las Vegas as soon as 2023. I've said before, I think the Formula One race in Miami is going to be one of the hottest tickets in sports, and any F1 race in Las Vegas will surely be another hot ticket and a great market for that sport. Let's end on a couple of quick hitters. First, Legends is close to landing a major 25-year deal to sell all commercial inventory for Real Madrid and its renovated stadium. This would be a significant deal for Legends, who could get 20% of its sales and reportedly guarantee Real Madrid total revenue of close to $500 million a year. So Legends could be very close to a massive deal with Real Madrid. And if you want to get a good primer on Major League Baseball's negotiations with the Players Union, check out SBJ Spotlight this week. Our interview with former Marlins team executive David Sampson is very interesting and enlightening. David Sampson has a strong point of view. He is very, very clear in what he thinks. He doesn't pull any punches, and he outlines exactly what he thinks is going on in the negotiations with baseball and the Players Union right now. He outlines what he thinks could be a win for the union. He outlines what Rob Manfred is thinking right now. It's all a very worthy listen. It's on sportsbusinessjournal.com. And finally, we'll end around people. Turner Sports has had a very strong year in adding to its sports portfolio. We've talked about that. And now it adds a very interesting voice to its on-air team. Turner Sports has brought on Warriors forward Draymond Green, who will make appearances on Inside the NBA, as well as other programs across Turner Sports as his schedule allows. Now, of course, he's still an active player for the Warriors, but we know Green can be humorous, he can have strong points of view, and I can certainly envision some compelling exchanges with Charles Barkley, Shaq, and the rest of the team on Inside the NBA. So a very, I think, smart, interesting move by Turner Sports to bring on Draymond Green. And two people well-known in the sports business, longtime NFL executive Eric Grubman and former NHL executive John Collins, will have big days today. Supergroup, the SPAC formed by Grubman and Collins and later merged with Betway's parent company, will ring the New York Stock Exchange opening bell to mark its IPO today on Friday. So a big day for Eric Grubman and John Collins and Supergroup. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, January 28th. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody enjoys their weekend, whether it's watching the Australian Open Finals or watching the NFL Championship games or everything you want to watch. Enjoy it. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you next week.